At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
But we got a special guest brought to you by the North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline to talk to owner and general manager, the man who makes things run in cowboy land, Jerry Jones. Jerry, good morning. And have you had a chance to talk to Quentin Williams yet?
Of course. Right when he got there, we had a good visit. And of course, he was excited, to say the least, about being in Dallas. We were excited to welcome him on at that time. And so it was a really positive thing. I think he's really comfortable being here in Dallas.
Jerry, it's Chris. Long time no talk to you. How you been?
Hey, Cliff. It has been a long time. Chris.
Yes.
I've got to get my hands. Man, it's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too, especially coming out for this bye week. I know that you got these two significant trades that happened, and everybody's excited about that. Can you talk about what you think those two guys are going to add to the defense? Is it immediately, or is it something that's going to ramp up, that Eberflus has to work those guys in, or are they going to be able to hit the ground running?
No, they're going to hit the ground running. We've got teammates that are there as well. And so you say, well, is there going to be competition? The answer is there's always competition. But in the case of our linebacker, he'll fit right in. He understands our system, plays it, has been in and out of it his entire career. The main thing is his instincts. He's got the ability to read the play and get up in the gap, which I think will be real additive to our defense. And then, of course, immediately we're going to get the help that we need with that rotation. I'm excited about our three defensive tackles in there, mm-hmm. and the kind of rotation that we can have. It should be immediately impactful on our defense.
Jerry, what are some conversations that you've had, or maybe the coaching staff has had, with DeMarion Overshown for him not to do too much? I know a lot of fans are kind of hoping for him to be this savior and superhero at the linebacking position because of what they saw in previous years. What are kind of some of the conversations for him just to play his game?
Well, I think that he really has had, frankly, an amazing rehab. He was moving around really good during training camp. Of course, he wasn't ready to go, but his involvement in the psychic of the team has been there. He's been very active, moving up and down in practices. He's of course a great talented player with a lot of overachieving in his makeup. So he's been a part of things out there. He really does know what to do. Now, we all talk about the rust not having played. Mm-hmm. That's real. But fundamentally, I would expect him to step right in and be familiar with what we're doing. And I know that it's going to be interesting to see how many snaps he gets his first game.
This game is going to be on Monday Night Football, Jerry. And ironically, this means for the first time in history, the Cowboys will not be playing on a Sunday for three consecutive Sundays in the middle of the season. In other words, last game was on a Monday Night Football game. No Sunday the game before. No Sunday this bye weekend. And then no Sunday this coming up weekend. This is like a real unusual circumstance. Has there anything like that ever been around with the Cowboys before? We had that kind of time, or the time in between, or not just bye week, but just time off?
Yeah, well, I think the bye week would get the most focus, and that's not playing at all, which mm-hmm. we just had this weekend. And that was needed in terms of just getting generally healed up. But it does present a unique set of circumstances. But, you know, we've got a history of, with that Thanksgiving Day for years, mm-hmm. of playing in short weeks, odd weeks, those kinds of things. And so while it's there, it's real, we enjoy the opportunity to get to play on Monday Night Football.
Jerry, on a sadder note, everybody was stunned with the shocking death of Marshawn Nealon. Steven was on the show yesterday with KNC Masterpiece, and he said there was going to be a special tribute, I'm sure, with the Dallas Cowboys when you get back to AT&T Stadium. Can you talk about how you felt when you heard the news and how the reaction has been around the star?
Well, devastated. Hard to believe. The content that was on the other end of the phone, it was in the middle of the night when we all got the news. But while we're talking about it, I do want to say publicly how much I appreciate the national news, the national recognition of him. I thought it was so fitting that on the game Sunday night, all the Sunday, that they recognize the loss of Marshawn. We're going to do a special helmet decal for the remainder of the season, and the team leaders are reviewing a lot of design options in terms of what that decal will look like. And then we'll do a pregame warm-up special T-shirt in Vegas and Eagles just to for the team itself to wear during those times. We all are having to share the sorrow, the different ways or different things that come through your mind. It's not like that as a teammate, Marshawn touched everybody in many different ways. The very definition of team is we love each other, we rely on each other. That's the ethos of what a team is about. Everybody expects that, this is a rough game. It takes some real mental toughness to play the game. But in fact, there's a lot of love for each other there that is shared in unique ways. And you get to know each other pretty good. And so it's really not a complicated, it's just a multifaceted mental thing that is going through everyone's mind, of course, his teammates, and I know for the fans. Sports emphasizes so many things that we all want to some degree, hang our hat on. But this is a reality check that at the end of the day, the human things of having someone's company on earth, being able to be involved with them for the time that we're here, they're here, all of those things come to mind in times like this.
You know, in a way, their head coach, Shotty's kind of built for situations like this. He's probably one of the best people you could have as a head coach in this particular situation. Can you talk about how he's always been about the culture and guys playing for each other, as you mentioned before, and how when the guys get back in this week, you know, how he's going to handle up with things?
Yeah, well, I think that Shotty does have a realism about him because he simply was born into it. He was, in terms of being around anything unique about a football team. But I think we all have unfettered feelings about the people we love, people we work with. This is just a time when you acknowledge that there's no answers. It makes you want to live life to the fullest. It makes you want to look for the very best in what we have for each other. And in some way make some sense out of these times in terms of what they can mean from helping those that are here on Earth right now. So all of those things are very natural, come to mind. His death is such a national awareness thing that it takes on some of that light when we think about how we go forward. From the standpoint of the team, from the standpoint of going back to work, there's no doubt in my mind that they will do so in memory of what he was all about. He was very unique in his zest for life, and he was very unique in his passion for the game. And, of course, the saddest thing for someone like me is the fact that he's only 24 years old.
Yeah.
And you think about all of the time that we're going to miss him, and he's going to be missed by the people around him. He's just getting started.
Yeah, and speaking about getting started, we know that he scored a touchdown on Monday Night Football. But one of his other great moments was when he got the phone call from the Cowboys. We had Greg Ellis on the show on Sunday, and he was talking about what it was like in the war room, and everybody was asking questions about him. Can you kind of talk about when you made that phone call to Marshawn Nealon and the fact that he was the guy that you guys wanted because he was versatile and he was such a great guy?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Well, we had a player that we compared him to, DeMarcus Lawrence, that was just is such a great competitor. And so with young DeMarcus, there he was, as it turns out, there in the second round, just like DeMarcus was. But the thing that stood out the most was he was from a smaller school, and we all thought, boy, he's going to take that enthusiasm. He's going to take those skills. He had tremendous physical skills. But more important than anything, I just can't emphasize enough how what a positive influence he was out there. And that's what makes this loss. It's one of the things that make this loss if you will, poignant, because what he was about was life and the very things that we admire about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a team gives everybody an opportunity, or not opportunity, but everybody evaluates everybody. It's the nature of it. And you're under an evaluation almost from the time you get up until you go to bed. And so in that area over in why couldn't we have seen maybe that there were issues that we all have dealt with in all of our lives, and that's the mental aspect of our being. And no one gets more attention. No one gets any more scrutiny. No one gets any more critiquing than these guys that play this game. It's a game that you got to give of yourself when you're hurting a little bit, or give mm-hmm. of yourself when you're tired, or give of yourself when you don't feel like it. That's what the accomplishment is on any practice, is how'd you do today, because it's a demanding game. Well, he lived that life. He lived it every day, and he lived it around this team that was looking at him every day, lived it around coaching staff that were talking to him about every day. And so it's really something to think about when it ends the way that it's ended. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? It just goes to show the man upstairs has just got his plan.
Yeah. Yeah, mental wellness is something that everybody needs to pay more and more attention to. And it's ironic that we're talking about Marshawn Nealand and football on Veterans Day. And I know you have some thoughts about veterans. Veterans, by the way, also, we thank you for your service, but we also know veterans also are dealing with some mental wellness situations as well. Jerry, you got any thoughts? Say hello to all the people who are veterans listening to the show right now.
Well, first of all, thank you. We all know that we serve it, not serve, but for your service, we have the life that we have today. And that's a fact. And I know that, for instance, in one area where we honor the Medal of Honor recipients, mm-hmm. The Medal of Honor recipient was to basically say, let's take our lives have been about, the Medal of Honor winners, and let's try to really emphasize for really young people what patriotism is and what service for your country is. Mm-hmm. And that's what today is about, to recognize that. And we all are so appreciative. Can't say enough, can't do enough for the people who've sacrificed a lot. And you're right. Without a question, the mental issues that are involved with service and combat for this country are daunting, and are so much recognized and need to be recognized.
Jerry, I'll get you out of here with a football question. Did you have a chance to take in Monday Night Football with the Eagles and Packers? And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the poison pill that kind of broke over the over the weekend. Whose idea was this? Is this something that is going on more than we realize? I think it took a lot of people by shock, and kind of what went into that poison pill, and if you don't mind elaborating.
Well, it's obvious. It has its own definition. We didn't want, without consideration, Parsons to be going to a team that we were going to play twice a year. Mm-hmm. And I think that says it all right there. And last night, of course, we look at it from the standpoint of standings. And candidly, Philadelphia got another win there. And when you're looking at where we rank in the East, that was first and foremost on my mind watching that ball game. But it's boy, what a game it was! And it just goes to show you the how close competition is in the NFL. And we've got a tie there with Green Bay, and we need a win to even it up against the Eagles when we play them. But some good football there last night.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jerry, before we always get you out of here, I got to ask you this one question. The boys on KNC were talking about you and your bus, and you were talking about that. I've been on your bus before. But I'm dying to ride in that helicopter with you one of these days. Maybe one of these days down the road before we get too old, can we get in that helicopter?
Chris, there's nobody I'd rather be on that helicopter than with you. And it does remind me of some of the good times that we've had on that bus. And I will make it a deal that as quick as we can, let's take a ride, and I've just got to have you get on that helicopter with me sometime and at night and land out there at that star.
Man, that sounds amazing.
Right about the time we get on about the 30 or 40-yard line, right above it, you're looking directly into the Cowboys Club. Woo. And that helicopter's got some strobe lights on it that can light that club up as though it were 12 noon in the daytime.
Look out. Well, I can't wait, man.
Just sit there about 40 feet off the ground and strobe them real good.
Well, Jerry, if you need someone to fill up the gas, I'd be pleasant to do that if I can be a part of that. Well, Jerry, it is always a pleasure having you here on The Fan. We appreciate
good
you taking time
to
out of your
again,
day,
buddy.
And happy Veterans Day, and go Cowboys.
Well, good to be on with you guys. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
There he goes, owner and general manager of your Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.